As many of us know, Sunday marks America's premier unofficial holiday, a national fest of gluttony and television watching. Another Kardashian wedding special, you may ask? Excellent guess, but no, it's the Super Bowl. Commonly known as Super Bowl Sunday, others may dub it National I Really Have to Pee, But I Can't Leave the Room Because the Commercials Are Better Than the Game Day, or Forget the Doritos, I'm Eating the 7-Layer Dip with a Spoon Day. For a lot of us, it's the first excuse of the year to pry ourselves out of that diet and exercise wagon and roll it into a dusty corner of the garage. After a solid month denying ourselves that peppermint bark and summer sausage we'd gotten used to eating for breakfast during the holidays, we can finally allow ourselves one magical day to say, "Ah, Mr. Pringle, come on in. Here, let me take your lid." According to Wikipedia, the most trusted source in unverified information, Super Bowl Sunday is the second largest day for United States food consumption, right there behind Thanksgiving. Well, let me tell you something. This year, I'm going to do my best to vault it into that number one spot. Look, there's a reason they sell those massive team replica jerseys to us while the players' jerseys are so tight you can see the outlines of their spleens. It's to give us plenty of room to eat while watching football. And the beauty of it is, you don't have to stuff all that food into yourself during a 1 or even 2 hour time slot like Thanksgiving forces you to do. Hey, with 6 or 7 hours of pregame festivities, you can dedicate entire 45-minute time segments to corporate food sponsors. "Hey, honey, it's 1:15. According to the spreadsheet, it's time for Cinnabons. Can you take them out of the oven and put in the 2 o'clock Papa Murphy's stuffed crust pepperoni and cheese pizza? Thanks, babe." See, a little organization doesn't have to prevent a lot of acid reflux. I'd be willing to bet that Super Bowl Sunday is the beginning of the end for a lot of us. And after such a day of decadence, we blow those resolutions of getting back into shape and just give up. Again. But not this sports fan, and not this time. Do I go to a gym? You bet I do. The why? 4 days a week. Am I in great shape? Absolutely. Compared to 1977 Elvis. And frankly, I hope most of those gym rookies who overdid things on Super Bowl Sunday don't return to work out, because finally it'll put some space between me and some of the regulars whom I've gotten a little too close to in the past month. You know, I can handle that old lady who thinks she's being nice by handing me sweat towels, or even the guy who blow-dries things besides his head. But hopefully I can now steer clear of that woman who likes to flop a mat right down between the lat pull and curl machines to do yoga. You know, a couple of times my left pinky knuckle has brushed against her downward doggy butt, and as my daughters enjoy saying, "Awkward." And I really, really hope on the day after the Super Bowl, I won't encounter that one guy whose bodily essence is so objectionable that if I see him, I'll turn around, get dressed, go home, and play wee croquet. So, please, enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. Relax. Eat, drink, and be merry. That gym is not going anywhere.